According to the World Health Organization, the spread of severe acute respiratory syndrome has hit its peak. The WHO says the worst of the SARS outbreak is over in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Canada. It has been contained in Vietnam. The exception to all this good news is China, where the disease is spreading. Reporter Joseph Kahn of the New York Times has seen one step the Chinese have taken to try to prevent that: construction of a 1,000-bed hospital in, Joseph Kahn, what must be record time for hospital construction.
I would think it would be. They started construction on it just last Wednesday. It's been in the works for about 5 days now, and the physical structure is supposed to be completed by this evening. It doesn't mean that it's ready for patients quite yet, but 5-day, 1,000-bed hospital is probably unmatched in the Guinness Book of World Records, although I don't know that they have a category for hospital construction yet.
And this was done explicitly in response to the SARS outbreak.
Yes. The Beijing hospital system now has in excess of 2,000 people either confirmed to have SARS or suspected to have SARS, which is by far the largest number of cases in any city's hospital system anywhere in the world, and far larger than they were prepared to handle. Only a week ago, they claimed only to have 37 cases in their hospital system, so they really needed to add capacity, and they've done it in kind of a military mobilization style on the outskirts of Beijing.
A hospital requires infrastructure. It needs water and electricity, and then it needs staff, obviously, to run the hospital. How quickly can one actually go from nothing to a fully functional hospital?
Well, they're trying to get some of this up and running this week, and they've today announced that they're shipping 350 military doctors from several of China's military regions, and they're going to add another 700-some for a medical staff that'll be over 1,000, almost all military medical staff. So the military has contributed very heavily to this project. And in fact, it has the whole thing has a military kind of feel to it. It has the kind of banners and slogans that are typical of a military-style campaign and an old communist-style campaign. So we'll have to see in a week or so whether they really achieved what they wanted to do, which is to get a fully functional hospital within just really a week. But it does look like they're making a substantial amount of progress.
And how does this project figure in the bigger picture of the Chinese response to criticism that they were being neither very open and straight nor very energetic about dealing with SARS?
They're trying to make up for quite a bit of lost opportunity in fighting this disease very quickly. They're using considerable means at their disposal to deal with the crisis now, but I think just about everybody who's watched this feels that China would have much less of a problem on its hands if it owned up to the SARS problem earlier.
Joseph Kahn, thank you very much for talking with us.
Enjoyed being with you. Thanks.
Reporter Joseph Kahn of the New York Times speaking to us from Beijing about a special hospital that the Chinese have constructed north of the capital city in about a week to handle as many as 1,000 SARS patients.
Elsewhere in China, the Times reports thousands of people in a rural town rioted last night, ransacking a local school they believed was being turned into a ward for SARS patients. The riots took place in the town of Chagugang, about 70 miles southeast of Beijing. Local officials say the school was being renovated as a quarantine center for people who had come into close contact with SARS patients, not for people infected with the virus. It's the first reported case of rioting related to SARS in China.